Hi, this is Susie Pratt, and today I'll be reading a review of the movie The Revenant. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. The Revenant was reviewed by James Berardinelli, and he gave it 3.5 out of 4 stars. It is directed by Alejandro González Iñárritu. Its main stars are Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hardy, Domhnall Gleeson, Will Poulter, Forrest Goodluck, and it is based on, in part, on the novel by Michael Punk. It is ranked number 8 in Berardinelli's top 10 of 2015. The movie runs for 2 hours and 36 minutes. Yes, it is a long one. It is rated R for violence, profanity, and brief nudity, and it is considered an adventure western. The Revenant, Alejandro González Iñárritu's follow-up to his Oscar-winning Birdman, plays like a cross between Terrence Malick and Sam Peckinpah. As unlikely as such a conflation might seem, the result works, sometimes to stunning effect. In a year when no fewer than 5 films have dealt with themes of man versus nature and survival, including The Martian, Everest, In the Heart of the Sea, and A Walk in the Woods, The Revenant is by far the most brutal, challenging, and astounding of these. The Revenant is adapted from the novel by Michael Punk, which in turn is a fictionalized account of the life of frontier legend Hugh Glass, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. A man who survived a bear mauling and badly injured, traveled more than 200 miles across the 1823 wilderness to safety. The script, co-written by Iñárritu and Mark L. Smith, using material from the book, enhances Glass's journey, both physical and emotional, by giving him a Pawnee son, Hawk, played by Forrest Goodluck, and a more tangible reason for revenge against the men who left him behind, John Fitzgerald and Jim Bridger. The Revenant is at times dreamlike, with gorgeous cinematography by Emmanuel Lubezki, who turns the frigid, wintry backcountry into a land that is equal parts forbidding and beautiful. The film is peppered with ground shots looking up at the sky through the trees, and there are numerous extended takes, although nothing compares with the one shot of Birdman, for which Lubezki won his 2nd consecutive Oscar. The comparison to Malick is not coincidental. Lubezki has lensed Malick's 5 most recent features dating back to The New World. This was by all accounts a difficult shoot, with Iñárritu driving cast and crew with a James Cameron-like unwillingness to compromise. DiCaprio, who participated in Cameron's shoot for Titanic, was apparently unfazed by some of what Iñárritu asked him to do. The movie was shot on location, in cold climes, using natural light, no cozy studio scenes with wintry conditions imposed via CGI. The realism permeating the screen seeps into the theater. The urge to put on a coat and hunker down in the seat is almost overpowering. The word revenant refers to an animated corpse that has returned from death to haunt the living. It's an apt descriptor for the film. The title character, Glass, is attacked and nearly killed by a bear while leading a small group of trackers to safety after a fur-gathering expedition is ambushed by Arikara warriors. Excuse me. Although Glass manages to kill the grizzly, he is believed by the other members of the party to have suffered mortal injuries. The commander, Andrew Henry, decides to press on, but leaves 3 men behind to care for Glass while he lives and to bury him when he dies. They are Glass's half-Pawnee son, Hawk, the young and impressionable Jim Bridger, and the cynical John Fitzgerald. Not long after the company's departure, Fitzgerald determines that the best solution for all would be to put Glass out of his misery. When Hawk objects, Fitzgerald stabs him to death, then buries Glass alive. He and Bridger depart, but Glass is able to crawl out of the grave, cauterize his most serious wounds, set his broken leg, and start the long trek to civilized lands. The journey occupies approximately half of the movie's 150-plus minute running time and showcases the most raw, primal performance DiCaprio has ever given. For an actor who made his reputation being a box office idol, there's nothing attractive or physically alluring about him in this role. In a movie replete with unsettling moments and memorable scenes, the one most likely to disturb is the mauling. Presented without cutting away, The Revenant gives a realistic view of what can happen when a man comes face to face with an enraged mother bear protecting her cubs. The scene is bloody and brutal, and some viewers may find it too intense to watch to completion. Fair warning to those who choose to see The Revenant, this sequence spares neither the character nor the audience. Inarritu opts for a somber tone. Revenge films are often fueled by testosterone anticipation. Neither is much in evidence here. It's a slower, more serious-minded motion picture. Technically, The Revenant is a Western, but like most recent films of that genre, it can be considered a revisionist Western in that it dispenses with the traditional cowboys and Indians stereotypes in favor of more balanced interpretations based on human nature. That is, some of the Native Americans are warlike and bloodthirsty, but others come to Glass's aid. And on the other side, Henry is helpful and sympathetic, while Fitzgerald is the movie's chief villain. The Revenant is an experience, a more visceral and devastating look at seemingly impossible survival than even The Martian, although I would argue that the latter is, on balance, a slightly better film. Perhaps what's most impressive about this film is how different it is from Birdman, an indication that Inarritu continues to challenge himself and his actors. The Revenant isn't for everyone. It asks more from its audience than the average motion picture, but for those to whom the subject matter appeals, it will be among 2015's most memorable theatrical options. And that was James Berardinelli's review of The Revenant. He liked it. Thank you so much for listening.